Well, greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name, and I greet you amidst all that goes on in the world. In a time of darkness grasping all over the place, trying to keep its hold, and as we transition, as we begin the transition to an age of light and truth and all those things breaking up, expect things to get more turbulent. But anyways, no, I just greet you in that name that's above it all, the name of Jesus Christ, because He is over all. He is the King. He is Lord. He is the gateway. He is our way out of all of this. Our way out of the wheel, our way out of the, excuse me, sorry, I just, you know, just got over, I've been struggling with a little bit of sickness here and there, but, you know, whenever I flip on the recorder, that's when it really kicks in as far as just, like, start coughing and different things come up in the throat. But amidst all that goes on, you know, it's interesting because when we go through the scriptures and we see different things, like whether it be, you know, the book of Daniel, where it discusses the Babylonian statue and, you know, that spirit of Babylon that would also transcend through the different ages. Whether it's something like that, where the head of gold and the chest of silver and bronze for the the waist and all of that, and then down to the feet of iron and clay, or, you know, whether it is the book of Revelation, where it discusses how in the time that we would live in and in the time of marking a close of an age, that would be also the merchants are the world's great men, is what it discusses in the book of Revelation. And, you know, however it may be, in the time that we live in right now, in an age, you know, where darkness has been very much the rule of the land, and the merchant has very much been the one that has been in control, you know, it is a dark time, you know, when commerce and takes precedent over principle and over truth. You know, it's always bad in politics, because when you have in politics, when the rule of what's right is replaced by what's profitable, that's when you end up with Monsanto, and that's when you end up with the kind of politicians that we have around the world today. Now, this is past the individual. It's a mark of the times. It's a mark of the season of life in which we came into. So when we came into this world, we came in at a particular juncture for God's purpose and God's reason amidst, you know, this is a backdrop. This is a general overlay of what's going on. And the one thing that's always interesting is, you know, to try to function amidst, you know, that as the precedent, that as the overall priority of the age that we live in. So, you know, when the priority of this age is, say, for example, profitability or your mercantile relationships, you know, the objectification of women and relationships and all the rest of that, and that's all hallmarks of an age, and people try to fit into that, you know, be they, you know, whatever background that they may be, you know, if they're a scholar or an academic or an artist. But if you're an artist, you become a commercial artist. You know, if you are an academic, you now need to still figure out how to sell and to compete and to transact your what it is that you do. If you are an athlete, you know, all of them, if you look across the board, look at how everything has been commercialized in the age that we live in right now. And you know, I remember back to even some company that I ran a few years ago, and you know, when it came to people like, you know, artists and photographers and people along those lines, and how it wasn't necessarily the most talented but it was the ones that had either connections or just hustled a lot and just got their name out there and got their name forward. Those were the guys that were, you know, not necessarily based on talent, but based on something else, were the ones that were getting the jobs and being promoted and being pushed forward. So anyways, it's just an interesting side note in the midst of the time that we live in, because the challenge for the child of God, the challenge for a truth seeker is, how now do you live in such a time? How now do you live in a time where everything is commercialized, where your value is in the broader sense of what it's around in the paradigm that you're hearing in the world is based on your viability commercially, your marketability, not necessarily your strength as an artist or your or the clarity of your thought as an academic. It's a fascinating time, because here's part of it for the child of God. Come out from among them. Be ye separate. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. You know, you've got to separate yourself for the sake of being true to who you are, because not everybody is made to be a merchant or a businessman or along those lines. Not at all. You know, we were all created with different gifts, skills, talents, and abilities. And in order for those to be manifest, you have to be true to who you are. And part of the transition from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, and the transition from the age that we have been in into what it is that God is doing in this day, in this time, is people coming out from what it was that they once were part of and adhered to, and transitioning into the true nature of who they are. See, in order to, it's part of it is letting go of your attachment and your desire to see certain things be a certain way. You know, there is definitely something that's inside of the hearts of people, you know, inside our own individual experience while we're here. You know, you want to bring forth your whatever it is that's in your heart to do. So if you are an artist, you want to bring your art out and you want it to be shared and you want it to go forward. But the backdrop of the age is you've got to be a commercial artist. And in order to be a commercial artist, you've got to now learn how to play that game. How many brilliant artists I know so many brilliant artists that are horrible, horrible business people, because their mindset doesn't work like that. They don't have the mind for that. The very thing that makes them a great artist is the very thing that makes it difficult for them to do, to be a merchant and to be in business and all of that kind of thing. So as they compromise themselves over into trying to be that, to be a merchant, to be a business person, to, you know, have all those other pieces, they struggle in the age that we live in right now to because they want to bring forward their art. Translate this over to religion and commercial religion. You know, you remember what happened with Jesus when he went into the temple? And what did he do? He made a whip, you know, out of cords, and he just started clearing them out. Why? Because the merchants had come into the temple. The merchants had come into, and they had commercialized that which should remain clean, that which should remain undefiled by, you cannot sell indulgences. All right. If you go back into some of the church history, and you also see some of the time during what was considered the Protestant Reformation, one of the reasons why they did that and they had that whole transition was the church was literally selling people forgiveness for their sins. So you could buy what they called indulgences. And when you would pay for an indulgence, it was literally you paying financially. and the church would absolve you, the church, a man-made institution, which incidentally Paul, writing in the book of Acts, said that as soon as he left and he was out of the way, that savage wolves would come in and destroy and scatter the church and scatter the flock. We've talked about that on some other audios. It seems like so many of these guys have a couple of verses that are a great summary of all the things that they've learned. That being a powerful one that Paul has said. But yep, you know, wolves would come in and scatter the flock, and sure enough, Jude says the same thing. It already had happened. So the structure itself, his best effort, and God bless him for trying, but the structure itself was not sufficient, because the structure itself would then be used by the merchants to take over and merchandise once again in the backdrop of the age that we live in right now, would be used once again to merchandise and sell the people. And over and over and over again, this happens. They merchandise and they sell the people. Education has been used to merchandise and sell the people. My dad and I were talking a couple months ago, and he was sharing with me how when he was a kid, or not a kid, but when he was going to college, that, you know, you could, he said you could pay for your tuition by just working a part-time job over the summer. You could work a part-time job, you could pay for your college tuition, and still have enough money left over to buy a car. Maybe not a great car, but a car, so you had transportation, and not have any debt. I mean, what a far cry we've come from that. But as we've commercialized and made it a business, education, which, you know, with what we have right now, and it's a incredibly profitable business, but we've sold and hawked people's knowledge bases. So you can see how the age that we live in right now and the time that we've been in right now has been incredibly oppressive. And for the most part, most people have struggled in this time in how to bring forward the gifts that are within them. Because a lot of the things that we have that are given by God, you know, they're meant to be expressed, but how do you express them in a time when that which is valued and promoted is your commercial viability? How do you express those gifts and those talents and who it is that you are in a time and in an age when, unless you know what it is that you've been around, unless you understand, unless you've chosen to come out, you won't be able to see it. You just think it's normal. You know, you just think it's normal. And you will justify it if you're part of that system. How much destruction has been done to people under the guise of this system? How many lives have been lost? How many people have died? And all of it for what? And you've lost the best among you. You've lost the scholar and the academic, the thinker. You know, when I'm going to butcher the pronunciation, but in Cambodia with the Khmer Rouge, when they took over, you know, they marched all the people out of the city, and the first thing that they did was they killed off all the intellectuals and all of the scholars and all of the artists. They just eliminated those people. Anybody that wore glasses, they killed them, because they thought that there would be somebody that had a brain. I mean, they executed and murdered millions of people. I mean, this has been a very dark time in the world, and we've progressed exponentially into a season of darkness. And part of the reason why we know that things are wrapping up is because of the efforts that are made when an age is coming to an end of those that have been in control, those that have been enjoying that window and that time and that season, that they start trying to keep their grasp on humanity and everything else, and they start going into overdrive. So that's why you see the eugenics programs kicking into high gear. That's why you see the, It's the forced sterilization of, you know, populations. And we've seen that in India. We've seen that in Africa. I mean, this stuff is out there. You just have to look into it a little bit. And this information is blatantly out there, picked up sometimes even in the mainstream press, you know, but many times in sources that will not necessarily have the broadest circulation, but their facts are right on. And I mean, you can see that and you can know it and you can understand that this is part of what we're surrounded by. Now, how do we respond in a time like this? Well, first of all, you've got to come out from it. And coming out from it is the person that leads you out is Christ Jesus. He is the Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit, he said, look, it's better for you that I go, because once I go, I'm going to send my Spirit. My Spirit's going to be with you. He's going to be in you. He's going to lead and guide you into what? All truth. So, you've got to seek the truth. You've got to want the truth. Once you have that truth, you've got to align your life with that truth, and you've got to live by that truth. And as he leads you in the different things that you do, the different things that you do will be a manifestation of what it is that he's leading you through. And he's going to lead you out. He's going to lead you through the matrix. He's going to lead you through the traps and the things that would otherwise keep you bound into a transactional reality, which is what the world system is right now. You know, I've been it's amazing. You know what? Recently I started watching a TV series. I don't watch a lot of television, but I started watching this one, it's called Hard Time. And basically it's about the Georgia prison system. And what is fascinating for me about this TV series is how these guys would get pulled out. You know, they'd all get arrested and get thrown in jail, and they go to, you know, a maximum security prison, and how in that particular context, away from all of the things of, you know, they're not going to their jobs, and they're not doing things like people do in a regular day-to-day life as people in the outside of the prison system do. But even there, how there's a maximum allowance that these guys get of what they call store credit, and the ability to buy cookies and cakes and all these little snacks that, if for money that people send to them for in an account that's in their name, and they're able to buy these treats once a week, and how those treats and what they do is they use those treats to create a whole new system internally. And they restructure it, and they can get whatever they want, whether it's drugs or whether it is, you know, somebody to get beat up or hurt, or they want to hire people to do particular things. Somebody wants to rise up the ranks and be a kingpin. Somebody wants to, you know, it's considered security. Lotions and bottles of shampoo and soap and all that stuff becomes a form of security for them while they're in that prison system. And how they rebuild the very structure they were pulled out of internally, and how all of this stuff is a reflection of what goes on inside of the hearts of men and women all over the world. So you can take people out, but unless it is something that transitions in your heart, you will replicate the same thing over and over and over again. That's what happened in the church. So in the church, people didn't get saved out of the world. Instead, they went into a box. They tried to claim the name Jesus, and they replicated the very system that they have been part of for their whole lives inside there. So when people go into the quote-unquote church, it's not really the church, because Paul also warned, he said, as soon as I'm out the way, these people are going to come in, and they're going to do this. And it's been done. So it's replicated internally. And you see the merchants of the world are the world's great men. You see the merchants inside the church. All the big names are merchants. Look it up. All the big names are merchants. You know, I happen to, you know, a certain part of my life, I happen to be very close to, you know, some of the things that went on with some of the biggest names in commercial religion in the U.S. And, you know, internally in the meetings that people have, they're point blank. It is marketing and promotion. You know, I mean, I'm not going to disclose any trust in this one, but in the sense that, but very, very clearly, you know, they would say, yep, this man's a businessman and his business is Christianity. I mean, it was point blank. It's right there. They would say it. This, and you know, I was still really, really, really young and impressionable and still wanted to serve God and just wanted to follow him. And so these were the people that supposedly should know. So you just kind of are there. And then as you continue on in your journey and God keeps speaking, he's like, all right, do you see this? Just like he did with Ezekiel. Okay, Ezekiel, do you see this? Do you get it? Do you understand? Do you see what's behind the wall? Okay, do you see what's going on outside the gate? Yes, do you see this? Do you see this? Do you get it? Okay, now, that's kind of what happened with me. You know, I had God just open up all these doors all over the world, within religions, within businesses, within, you know, development world, around politics, all these different things. If anybody that's been close to me and knows some of my life path over the last, you know, even if you just know the last 10 years, let alone my entire history, you understand that this has been part of what God has done with me. But, and exposing things on every level. And also, not just on the natural, but also in the realm of the spirit. But for what reason? Do you understand? Do you get it? Now, okay, now that you see this, now let me speak and let me show you and let me give you some clarity so that you know now how now you live in your time in the earth. So detach yourself from the things of this world. Detach yourself from the desire, from the outcome, all of that. You know, even with Faith Mix, right? One thing that the way that God did this with us was basically, look, he would quicken us to put something out, and the success is in the obedience. As soon as we do it, as soon as we put it out there, that's it. That's done. There is nothing more after that for us. So I know some of you guys out there, you take the audios and you republish them, you put them up on YouTube, you put them up in different places. God bless you. Go for it. You know, but, you know, it's surprising for us when, you know, occasionally somebody will send us back something that we put out and they're like, oh, listen, hey, check this out. This is cool. Or we'll find something, or we'll stumble across something that was something that we had put out a while back. So it's cool. Great, awesome, go for it. But for us, when we put something out there, it is just in obedience to the Spirit of God and what it is that he speaks to us. So when he speaks and he gives us a quickening in our spirit and our heart to do something, it is our responsibility to respond. And, you know, when we don't respond, we miss those windows. You know, and I mean, there's to be straight with you guys, there's been a couple times, you know, in the last, oh, you know, last little bit where a new guy was pressing me to get up and speak, and I missed that window, you know, and it's you just have to respond when God speaks, because he does the work through us. So in whatever way that God has wired you, know that he has made you that way. He has formed you that way. He's fashioned you that way. And you will find your fulfillment and your joy in the expression of the things that he's already put in your heart to do. Now, as we transition out of the age that we've been in, part of the transition process is going to also require that you and I don't hold on to a system that's already being shaken at the very core. Now, God said he's going to shake everything that can be shaken. So that's going to happen, that is happening, that has happened. It's going to continue on, and it's going to get stronger and stronger and stronger, even as birth pains get closer and closer and they get more and more pronounced, the same thing is going to happen. So you can expect crazy manifestations by the controllers. You can expect people that are adhering to a particular system to do everything that they can to try to keep that system going. Just like, you know, the Jewish leaders, part of their push to kill Jesus and push for the crucifixion was, they said, the whole public is going after him. And, you know, we're going to lose our place in our nation. Because, why? Because everybody was not following their system. Yeah, they were believing Christ, and they were going after him. And as soon as they started losing the control of the people, they wanted to kill the truth. Because Jesus was the walking manifestation of the truth, and they wanted to kill him. So, you know, those that should be, the irony of that is those that should be the safeguards and the guardians of the truth by their very position were actually the ones that were the perpetuators of the most evil and the ones that were trying to push for the destruction of that which was true and that which was real. So it's the same right now. So don't be surprised by it. Don't be surprised by it. Don't be like, oh, I can't believe. No. No, believe it. Understand that this is where they're coming from. Now, a message to those that are in those positions is your time is drawing to a close. And, you know, at this stage right now, if you've sided with the world, have you ever played musical chairs? as a kid, I played that game. Musical chairs, basically, you'll have... So they set up a bunch of chairs however many people that are going around. So say there's 10 people, but there's 9 chairs. Or there's 8 people, but there's 7 chairs. So there's always one less chair than there is people. And they have people going around in circles, around, around, and around. But when the music stops, everybody has to sit down on a chair, and whoever doesn't have a chair is out. So what I'm telling and I'm trying to share in the very short window that we have at this stage to the worlders is that if you've gone the way of the world and if you've given yourself over to that system, when the music stops, you're going to be without a chair. When the music stops, you are going to be without a chair because this is a transition. And the transition from dark to light and from the power of Satan unto God is also a transition out of what was into what is. And so we're already moving that way, and you can see it more and more in the manifestations of the things that are taking place. So that being the case, if you have any semblance of anything inside of you that is of God and wants the truth, now is the time to come out. You've got to. And if you delay, you know, you can choose to do whatever you want to. You just can't choose the consequences. So, you can delay, but it's going to, you're putting yourself, you're already in a horrible position. You may be the ruler of a country, you may be at the top levels in your businesses and your corporations, but you're in a horrible, horrible, horrible position, spiritually. And you run the risk you're already in a horrible position anyways, and in your spirit you're already tore up. In your mind you have no peace anyways. You can't even contemplate the last time that you got a good night's sleep. But, there's much more at stake than just that. So my counsel to you, my friendly advice to you, as one that has no malice in his heart against you and one that is transitioning out of this world in God's season and God's time, very gratefully, I might add, and with complete peace in this whole process. But my counsel to you is to seek the Lord while he may be found, to call out to Jesus, to ask him to save you, to ask him to bring you out of that which you have been bound into, and to show you the way, because you won't be able to do it on your own at all. Nobody gets out alive. All right? So you're going to need his help. He will help you. He will lead you. He will guide you. He will transition you out. But this is where it comes down to the individual. Everyone that walks with him, follows him, knows his voice, listens to the Spirit, and he leads and guides them. You want to be led and guided by the Spirit of God. You don't want to do it in your own thinking, and you don't want to hold anything in this world too tightly. You don't want to hold anything in this world, period, because all of it is temporal and passing away. So all the things that you have ascribed yourself to, the places where you've got your identity, all of the rest of that stuff, just let it go. Let it go in your heart. Let it go in your mind. Let it go in your thoughts. And let God direct you. And at this stage, for my brothers and sisters in Christ that listen in, what has God put in your heart? What is that dream that he's put in there? What are the things that he's quickened you and gifted you with? You know, now, in those desires that are there, release the expectation for the result and just do. Release the expectation for the result and just do. You know, with Faith Mix, I'll tell you what, the success that we've had has been in not having an expectation in the result. Because if we had an expectation in the result, we would probably quit this a long time ago. But it's the fact that success is in the obedience, and as we've just done it, we've just put it out there, and it's there. And it has grown year on year, and people listen all over the world, and you know, we've developed some incredible friendships and people that walk with God that are also doing something similar, and we encourage each other. It's been amazing. But none of that was expectation. All we did was switch on the recorder. When God tells us to, we try to stay in step with that, switch it on, and let him do what it is that he wants to do. Now, every one of us has gifts like that. And whether it is, making music or doing art, or you may have a gift in business, but you want that directed by him. And let it be fun. Let it be play. Let it be something you enjoy, not something that consumes you and ties you to this world. But release. Let go. And trust God. And also realize the traps. You know, there's a series that we did called The World. And it's probably 7-8 years old now. But it's up there. It's in Faith Mix. It's in our archives. It's in our series archives. And it's also, it might be in the Just Met Jesus section too. But just as an education. But we basically go through in that and we discuss the world, and then we discuss how it is manifest in all these different things that people see and are around them, whether it's the entertainment industry, or whether it's the business community, or whether it's politics, or whether it's religion. So these are all different heads of the same beast. And once you start understanding the hallmarks of the system, you start to see how it's manifest in different forms. So once you understand the traits of the beast system, then you know when you see it manifesting in other places, because you've gotten used to how this now comes about. So basically, just have no part. You are a free will agent. You can step away. You don't have to have any part or any role in that. Jesus Christ made you to be free. There's no one out there that can stop you from doing what it is that God has for you to do if you just rise up into it. Let him direct and orchestrate the result. You just do what he's got for you to do. And it may be something so subtle, and the result may be small in the natural, or it may be ginormous. You don't know. You don't know. But just do it. And do it with praise and gratitude in your heart for God giving you the skill and the talent and the ability, and whatever way it is, just to manifest that and to bring it forward. So, yeah, now it is fun. Hey, God bless you guys. We love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We always love to hear from you. And God bless you. Don't worry about anything, because in all things, God is in control. All right, hey, we love you. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.